boss thought he said to pick you up outside some bookshop. Been up and down here twice, I couldn't spot one.
It was there. 100 years it stood there. Through 2 world wars and the rise and fall of the Soviet Union. And now they've got rid of it. For what? Another soulless corporate, same as all the other ones, coffee shop. I despair.
I'll remind you of that the next time you ask me to grab you a hazelnut macchiato, shall I? Look at this idiot.
Do. In fact, I'm taking a stand on quitting coffee as of now. I'm telling you, Tanner, 5 years' time, every high street in the country will look exactly the same.
We're never going to get there at this rate.
Go on, light them up.
Away! Some of us have got crime scenes to attend. It's not just the high streets. The shops are even identical inside. We went to Pizza Chef in Paris. It was exactly the same as the one around the corner from us at home. Toilets, salad bar and ice cream factory, all exactly the same in exactly the same place.
You went to a Pizza Chef when you were in Paris?
You know what you're getting at Pizza Chef? Restaurants in Paris are potluck for tourists.
Still, I'm surprised. I'd have thought Blackpool more your thing.
It is. Paris was Karen's idea.
Remind me why she left again.
Hey, as towers go, Blackpool's is just as good as the Eiffel. But at Pizza Chef Blackpool, dinner for two gets you free entry to the pleasure beach. And that, in my opinion, is something Paris is sorely lacking.
Well, what price on class can you make?
$12.95 all in.
I want you to get a book for Alice.
Get it online.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? Everyone shops online. No more independent bookshops. And that was our little place. Alice loved nosing around that place.
Now she's handing the split.
I'm not sure. They've moved away.
What? This is news. Where to?
Kat met someone. They've moved to Penzance.
Penzance? Penzance, Cornwall? Couldn't they have moved further away?
His job's down there.
In Penzance? What is he, a pirate? Listen, boss. It's a big blow you've been dealt. You ever want to talk about...
Whoa, Mike. The last thing I need is you offering a shoulder to cry on. I shouldn't have mentioned anything. Just keep it to yourself. And I mean yourself, all right?
Bobby Longarden, censor. Thought this place closed down years ago.
My mother used to bring us here when we were kids. The old guy who owned it built a miniature railway through the grounds. It was magical.
It's abandoned now.
Morning, Gov. Tanner.
Sue.
Morning.
What have we got?
Uniform were first on the scene to a call from a delivery driver about 9:15. No one was in the yard when he arrived this morning. In the main shop, he discovered a male, approximately 80 to 90 years of age, believed to be the owner, Brian Chaff, dead on the floor.
And what are we calling it?
Homicide. He had a telephone cord wrapped around his throat. Signs of a struggle.
Forensics?
Sammy's got his team in there.
Tanner, go and grab us all suits, would you?
Boss.
Who's that?
Peter Bellamy, delivery driver for Johnson Agricultural Supplies. He's been with him 16 years, no previous. Mr. Bellamy, this is Detective Chief Inspector John Stone.
How you doing, Mr. Bellamy?
Not too great, actually. Not a great way to start the week.
No. No, it's not. D.S. Kelly has taken a statement from you. I can't see any reason for us to hold you up from your deliveries once you feel fit to get on your way.
Only saw him Friday.
How did he seem?
Fine. Chipper, even. Seemed like business had picked up a bit for him. Only ever used to drop off here once in a blue moon, but recently he'd been reordering from us regularly. And now this. He's such a pleasant old fella. Can't imagine why anyone would want to do this. Why rob this of all places?
No. Well, we're here to find out, Mr. Bellamy.
Boss, here you go.
Cheers.
Sue, here's yours.
What's that?
It's a forensic suit.
It's an XL. I'm a small.
That's all they had.
So what am I supposed to do with this?
Tie a knot around the waist.
Give it here.
Where are all the employees?
Oh, this place has been struggling by on a skeleton staff of two, hence the state of the place. God. The owner and a head gardener named Keith Enderby. He's 84, been working here for the last 40 years. Doesn't seem the strangling type.
And they never do. Where was he?
Over the far side of the centre, lecturing another octogenarian couple on the importance of maintaining soil pH levels for hydrangeas.
Did he see anything?
His hearing shot and the lenses in his glasses could start a bushfire. He's ran back in the garden room. WPC Burko's taking a statement.
All right. Let's take a look inside.
Sammy, over here, behind the counter.
Poor old Mr. Chaff. What a shame.
Did you know him, boss?
He used to dress up as an engine driver, take his kids for rides around the grounds on his miniature railway.
Oh, that's just made me all sad.
Boss, CCTV.
Yeah, so tell me the good news.
Camera's in situ, but the recorder's gone.
Oh,
sorry. Okay, ligature marks around the throat and thorax, consistent with unlawful death by strangulation, telephone cord. There are also contusions to both shins.
Where did they come from?
Probably caught them against the underside of the counter here, during the struggle. Killer comes behind victim on phone. Killer pulls cord against throat, starts to strangle. Both fall back to the floor. Victim kicks out, ends the assortment of markings on the floor from the rubber soles of his shoes, catching his shins on the underside. Until finally, he expires.
Okay. So a struggle took place here. He's on the phone. Who's he on the phone to? Did we find out the last call?
The line's disconnected.
What?
Cut off over 2 months ago. Non-payment of bill.
So why is he on the phone? Did the killer go all the way over here to pick up the phone just to strangle someone with a cord? I just use my hands.
To call their bluff.
Boss?
He was on the phone to scare the killer off. Make them think he was calling us.
So, perpetrator comes in, brandishes weapon, says, give us what's in the till, and the old fella picks up the phone and says, do one or I'll call the police.
Can't have been much in the till first thing on a Monday. Can't have been much here at the best of times. How much was taken?
There's 160 in it. That might have just been the float.
So they fled empty-handed.
So what's the window we're looking at?
Keith Enderby saw him shortly after opening up at 8:30. Delivery driver made the discovery at 9:15, so 45 minutes.
What about stock? Is it possible they've stolen stuff?
The whole place seems to be in a complete state of chaos. I'd be amazed if anyone knew what they did or didn't have in stock. We can always ask Keith.
He named it Babylon after the Hanging Gardens. You know? Like one of the seven wonders of the world. And it was. Where people would come from miles around in queue just to see these gardens and the flowers. He'd take all the kiddies on the railway. It was like Disneyland or something. Felt like the sun shone every day, you know?
Mr. Enderby, Keith. DCI Stone is heading up the investigation and needs to ask you a few questions.
Hmm?
I remember this place from when Mr. Chaff had the railway going. I was actually one of those kiddies you spoke of. Fond memories indeed. I was wondering, Mr. Enderby, if we could just get a little more insight into the workings of this place. You're the gardener, is that right?
The head gardener.
The head gardener. So apparently it was just you two looking after the place, is that right?
That's right, he had to let the rest go a few years back.
I see. And how did everyone take that? Do you suppose anyone felt any resentment about having lost their job?
Ah, no. We all knew the writing was on the wall when they started building that big bloody shed.
Big shed?
That bloody big DIY store just down the carriageway. And that's what really sunk this place. And most of them went and got jobs there anyway. I wouldn't set foot in it.
But Mr. Chaff was able to keep you on?
I've been fortunate enough not to need to take a wage. My late wife's pension provides. Working here was never about the money. Like Brian, this place was a life's passion.
I can understand that.
Yeah, many wouldn't. I saw him turf some bloke out of here not long back for trying to talk him into selling up.
Oh? What's that?
Ah, just some flash idiot. He'd been by a few times trying to woo Brian with some sort of equity release deal and wasn't getting it. I think Brian got seduced by the idea of restoring the place to its former glory. But it was obvious this fella just smelt an opportunity. This site's got good transport links. It's the perfect place for another one of those out-of-town retail monstrosities.
And Mr. Chaff, he wasn't receptive?
Oh, just no. He wasn't interested in seeing his life work tarmacked over. The developers have been trying to get their hands on this place for as long as I can recall.
You don't remember a name of this equity release guy, do you?
No. He drove a green convertible and had a private plate. Just in case you were in any doubt, he was an idiot.
I understand Mr. Chaff has a daughter.
That's right. Maria. A talented gal. Concert cellist she was. Had a few personal problems, eating and that. Became very fragile after she lost her mother. She has rooms over at the music college.
So what are we thinking, boss?
I'm not keen on this robbery as motive. Who robs a run-down garden centre?
And on a Monday morning, when anybody in their right mind would know there'd be next to nothing in the till.
Opportunists, smackheads, East Europeans.
So we talked about you cutting down on the tabloid fare.
Tanner!
Sorry, boss. Speed trap. Sneaky one. Just behind that sign. How's anyone supposed to see that? They're meant to be a deterrent, not just a cash cow. It's a fact more people are injured because of drivers braking to avoid speed cameras than if they were never there.
Find out what's at court this morning. Whoever killed Brian Chaff would have been in a rush to get away. Any luck it might have caught them. What's going on in the conference room?
McCaffrey's in some big powwow with suits. Senior management types. Look serious. They've drawn the blinds.
I reckon they're just in there watching a film.
Oh, hey up. Someone needs help with the remote.
John, got a minute?
Sir.
How's this case looking?
The Chaff case? We're only just getting up to speed on it. Quite a few things not adding up just yet.
But overall, we're looking at a robbery gone wrong, right?
Not necessarily so, sir.
No? John, it came over the wires as a robbery gone wrong. It's random.
There's something else, sir. Something. You know that feeling you get, sir, when you're working a case and you don't know what it is yet, but you know something's amiss?
Listen, I don't have time to hear what you've seen in the tea leaves or what your horoscope says about it being your lucky day. We work in fact here. We're stretched. We need to prioritise man hours. It's a random one, right? So pretty please, put it on the back burner for now.
You're telling me to put this one on the pile 45 minutes into the investigation?
I'm saying, as DCI, you need to learn to prioritise. 40 hours spent on this is 40 hours we don't have for the missing teenager we get next week. Got it?
Sir.
Brooklyn.
We're having coffee in the conference room. Sir.
Back burner. We've only been on it an hour.
That's what I told him. Talked about priorities.
What happens when they move into management? Common sense policing goes out the window in favour of spreadsheets and budget reviews.
Something else is going on. We're not privy to the full picture. There was a guy back there in the conference room. Bald head, 50-odd. See him? His name's Shaw. Saw him lecture at the Met Academy 10 or so years back. Brain like a planet. He's now coordinator of counter-terrorism ops for the UK.
What's he doing up here?
Exactly.
Wow. This is old. Proper Hogwarts.
Impressive, isn't it?
Can I help you?
We're here to see Maria Chaff. She's a teacher here. Believe she lives on site.
I can't imagine why anyone would want to hurt him. He wouldn't have tried to tackle anyone robbing the place. He would have said, let them have it. They obviously need him more than us.
Maria, was your father in debt?
Or having money troubles. Pressure from people he might have borrowed from.
I helped him out with the admin a little after Mum died. It was no secret that the place was run down and struggling to break even, but Even so, Dad, I owned it outright.
Was there anything he was worried about? Did you ever suspect he was keeping anything from you?
No, he was happy. As happy as I've seen him since we lost Mum. He was talking about fixing up the railway again, getting it ready for the summer, and he said that every year. I thought the officer said that this was a robbery that had gone wrong. You seem to be suggesting Dad was deliberately targeted.
We need to keep an open mind to all possibilities. We're just ruling things out at this stage.
It's a tough time you're going through, Maria. A family liaison worker will be in touch shortly. They'll help guide you through the process, and we can put you in touch with bereavement counselling.
That's a thank you, but I actually volunteer at a bereavement group at St James's. I'm sure they'll continue to be a great support.
We'll stay in touch. You have my details. If you think of anything and you're not sure whether or not it's relevant, just pick up the phone to us whenever.
Thank you.
Maria, you wouldn't happen to know anyone who drives a green convertible, would you? With a private plane?
That sounds like Anton.
Anton? Does he have a last name?
Barrington, why?
Did he know your father well?
Anton? No, he's never met Dad.
How do you know him?
He joined our support group. Lost his wife not long ago and recently started attending group meetings.
Could you imagine living where you worked? It'd drive me crazy.
Oh, I don't know. At least she's not coming home to an empty house and just her thoughts every night. Mike!
Got the data from speed camera near Junction 12. You would not believe how many tickets they issued just this morning. They must be taking care of the entire dental section for that one camera.
Mike! Mike, any green convertibles with private plates?
Green one.
Is the owner's name Anton Barrington? Yeah. We'll look into all of them, but prioritise the green ones. While you're there, run a search on an Anton Barrington for us, will you?
Barrington. Anton J. Previous for fraud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and arrested on suspicion of hiring two thugs of attacking an associate holding money. Gone for that one, lack of evidence. Runs a company called AB Solutions at offices in Castlefield.
AB Solutions saw strategic commercial property developments. I'm still none the wiser.
They find vulnerable businesses whose premises would be worth a lot of money to the right people and go about relieving the owners of said property for a fraction of what it's worth. Places like...
Babylon Garden Centre. It's from Tanner. Piece on the Evening News site from last year. Mentions AB Solutions in connection to the compulsory purchase order on a youth centre in Ancoats.
Take a seat. I'll have to see if Mr. Barrington can make himself available.
How do you think she types with nails that long?
I don't think she got the job for her admin skills. Boss?
Seen the pictures over here? Top centre.
Sir Stephen. This must be Anton Barrington with him.
How do you suppose he knows our dear leader?
Rather well by the arms around the shoulders.
Who's the other man?
Stuart Goffey, Deputy Leader, City Council. Planning and Development.
Look cosy.
Mr. Barrington can manage a few minutes if you'd like to follow me.
Lucky us.
Detectives, I must apologise. Monday mornings are increasingly manic for me, so I won't be able to offer coffee.
That's fine with us.
But please, come in, take a seat.
Thank you for seeing us, Mr. Barrington.
Oh, Mr. Barrington, don't forget you've got that conference call to make in 5 minutes and you've to return a call to Mrs. Barrington.
Oh, thank you, Bernice. Not at all. However, I can help. I'm a big supporter of the police. You might have spotted the picture in reception of myself with your chief of police at the Benevolent Fund Gala last summer.
Yes, couldn't miss it. And the other gentleman with you both is Stuart Goffey, right? Deputy leader of the City Council.
Great bloke. Dreadful golfer.
Illustrious company you keep. What is it that you actually do, Mr. Barrington?
We find and acquire sites that might be of interest to clients in the retail and commercial sector.
You wouldn't be responsible for the coffee chain that's just supplanted our beloved bookshop on the high street, would you?
Well, I don't recall acquiring any bookshops recently, but yes, that sort of thing. That's not why you're here, is it?
We're following a line of inquiry relating to an incident that took place this morning. We wanted to ask you about your car.
My car? What about it?
It's a green convertible with a private plate, is that right?
It's a Porsche Carrera 911 Cabriolet in Peridot.
Peridot?
Peridot. It's a colour.
And is it a green colour?
It is.
Great. So it's a green convertible. Did you drive it here this morning?
Yes, it's in the underground parking.
And did you happen to drive anywhere else apart from home and here this morning?
Just from home to here.
Nowhere else?
Nope.
That your wife in the photo, Mr. Barrington?
It is, yes.
She's very pretty.
Thank you.
Fit and well, is she?
What's all this concerning, exactly?
You live on the Quays, right?
That's right.
You weren't anywhere near the Babylon Garden Centre this morning, were you?
No. I'm sorry, what?
Babylon. The garden centre on the A6.
No, sorry, I don't know it.
Really? The casino down the A6 saw the model in reception. That was one of your sites, wasn't it?
That's correct.
Well, Babylon Garden Centre's, what, half a mile on from there? It's an unmissable, huge place. Been there 50-odd years.
Everybody who's ever been down the A6 knows it.
You're telling us you've never noticed it?
No, I can't say that I have. Was there, some sort of accident, car crash or something?
Something. The owner of the garden centre, Brian Chaff, was killed this morning. We've been led to believe that you'd approached Mr. Chaff about selling the premises. We were informed you'd had quite a terse discussion with Mr. Chaff.
No, I'm afraid you've been misinformed.
OK. So you don't know Mr. Chaff? What about his daughter, Maria, sole heir to the Chaff dynasty? Do you know Maria?
No.
So if I was to ask you where you were around 9:15 this morning, you'd say...
I was here.
What time did you leave home?
8:15.
And you arrived here...
8:45.
And your wife, she'd be able to confirm that, would she?
Well, you could just ask Bernice.
No, Mr. Barrington, that's not necessary. Just...
Bernice, would you come in here just to confirm to the detectives that I arrived here at 8:45 this morning, please?
Mr. Barrington, that's not how we verify an alibi.
Mr. Barrington was here in the office from 8:45 this morning.
Bernice, I appreciate that you want to do right by your boss, but the penalty for giving false testimony to a police officer is... Actually, I've no idea. Detective Kelly, what's the penalty?
I'd be guessing, Gov, about 5 years.
5 years? Surely not. For a first offence? Would it be your first offence, Bernice? Probably more like 3 years.
Look, this is intimidation. Bernice, they're just trying to intimidate you.
18 months with good behaviour.
Now, are you certain you want to stick with your original answer?
Oh, it's all right, Bernice. We'll take that as a no. We're going to continue our conversation with Mr. Barrington down at the station.
Anton Barrington, I am arresting you on suspicion of involvement in the unlawful death of Brian Chaff. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned something which you may
allow in court. This is ridiculous.
Anything you do say may be given in evidence. Do
you
understand?
You can't arrest me. I have appointments.
Cancel Mr. Barrington's appointments, Bernice.
Mr. Lennon, Ted Lennon.
The rumpled suit and matching demeanour says divorced vacuum cleaner salesman. Am I close? No, wait. No vacuum. Double glazing. No! Cavity wall insulation. Oh, I give up. What are you? Apart from desperate if you're hoping to flog us out.
Oh, please, sir. You're the owner of a green soft-top Cadillac, registration ELV1S.
That's right. Why? What's happened to it?
You were caught by a speed trap on the A6 this morning.
Wait. Hang on. Let's shut this.
I'm a detective investigating an incident in the vicinity.
How much? The fine, how much?
I've no idea, I'm afraid I don't deal with that.
And what? Points two, is it? I'll bet. It's a bleeding cartel, this, isn't it, eh? Got it sewn up, haven't you? Road tax, fuel duty. Too fast, you get a speeding fine. Too slow, it's a parking fine.
Yeah. Listen, mate. I sympathise. I really do. They're meant to be a deterrent and make the roads safer, but they do the opposite.
Of course they do. It's sort of what to do with safety. Everything to do with Becking Doe.
It's scandalous, it really is. But it's the way of the world now, I'm afraid. Yeah? What was I? Oh, yeah. Could I come in and talk to you a minute?
Yeah, of course you can. If you've got a warrant. What do you think I am? Daft? No chance, pal. Anyway, the wife's in there and she's to know now about this.
She's not to know now about what exactly? Is he? Who are you?
I'm D.I. Tanner. I was just speaking to your husband regarding an incident on the A6 this morning.
You're on about A6? Are we nowhere near the A6 this morning?
A lime green Cadillac, registered to this address, was pictured by a speed camera this morning.
What do you mean, A6 this morning? Eh? You told me you were off up your mum's. Drain's packed up again, you said A6. You've been off up that casino again, haven't you?
No, calm
That's
down.
That's sod. Eh? How much did they face you for this time?
It wasn't like that, honest.
Well, what was it like, eh? Cotton about up there thinks he's in Vegas, he does. Bought her all that American crap, including their customer service, endless cups of coffee whilst he blows the meat of money on the bandits. I've had it up to here.
Yeah, well, at least they make me feel welcome.
Good to see
you. Ow! Get up! Let me quit! Will you?
Madam, I'm a police officer, and if you assault this man, I am duty bound to arrest you. Now, please, let go of his hair and put your fist down.
Now, Mr. Lennon, did you see anything suspicious?
Of course he didn't! He was too busy proofing his quiff in the middle! I knew it! I knew it the moment the Brill Cream came out!
Madam, please, go inside, now!
I've had it! I'm done! I am done!
Oh. Hey, you've killed me!
Did you notice any cars leaving Babylon Garden Centre this morning?
I noticed any. I nearly got taken out by one. A bleeding Toyota hatchback going like batshit out of there. Almost sent us into the central reservation. Swinging all over the place, he was.
Did you get the registration?
What do I look like? Rain Man? Did you get the registration, he says.
Colour? Distinguishing marks?
Red. Old model Toyota Carina. P-Reg, if I was to guess.
Here, send your sodding real cream with you.
Oh, no.
The time is now 16:27. This interview is being conducted by myself, DCI Stone, and DS Sue Kelly, with Anson Barrington in the presence of Mr. Barrington's legal counsel, Andrew Rogers. Mr. Barrington, Mr. Rogers has supplied us with the name of a lady he claims can vouch for your whereabouts this morning.
Mr. Barrington and Mrs. Goffey have been engaged in an extramarital affair for some time. Anya Goffey is the wife of a business associate and friend of Mr. Barrington's, hence his reluctance to reveal his alibi sooner.
D.S. Kelly has tried to reach Mrs. Goffey, but at present she's not answering her mobile.
She was at Trombie's restaurant. She was meeting a friend there for lunch. Trombie's.
Well, we've left a message for her to call us. If we don't reach her on it, we'll send someone to the house.
Don't do that.
I don't think it unreasonable for my client to expect a soul of discretion in this matter. He has been cooperative and cordial, despite being led from his business premises in handcuffs, which I consider alarmingly over the top, and an assault on his integrity.
That's how we arrest people we suspect of murder, Mr. Rogers.
Look, regardless of whether Mrs. Goffey can supply an alibi or not, it doesn't change the fact that Mr. Barrington lied to us in the course of a murder investigation, claiming he knew neither the deceased or his daughter, who, it turns out, Mr. Barrington does know because he befriended her on the pretense that he was a recently bereaved widower. All this while sleeping with his friend's wife. So if you're concerned about protecting your client's integrity, then I regret to inform you that that train well and truly left the station long before we put the cuffs on.
Mr. Barrington has prepared a statement, which he would like to read to you now. Anton?
I was lonely. Things hadn't been going well with my wife. I'd gone for a walk, found myself outside a church one evening, and people were arriving. There was some sort of group. I didn't know what it was. I don't know why, but I went in. I just wanted to be around a group of people.
Okay, stop. Just stop. This is painful. Andrew, you're not seriously considering letting him use this in court, are you?
It's making me cringe.
You know this thing is taping, right? You're going to have them rolling in the aisles in the courtroom.
D.I. Tanner, I was in earlier viewing the captures from a speed camera on the A6.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I was wondering if you might have footage from one of the traffic cameras over the carriageway that I could take a look at.
Sure, grab a seat. What's that on your shoes?
Brill cream.
Oh.
I'm a businessman with powerful connections in this town. You can't haul me in here and speak to me like this.
Anton, please.
You're a property middleman with previous form for ruthlessly pursuing opportunities. He was about to find a lot of people in his phone book aren't going to pick up when he calls.
In your BlackBerry, there's an email with the subject line Babylon Garden Centre. It's from a gentleman named David Gordon, who is vice president of UK operations for a global leading supermarket chain.
What were you doing in my phone?
You can't do that.
I'm afraid you're wrong. We're yet to hear a judge condemn it. They want to maintain the powers for counter-terrorism.
This isn't terrorism.
Depends on your interpretation of the term. In the email, they indicate that they are interested in your A6 site, on the proviso that various obstacles and relics can be removed. Brian Chaff. He the relic? Is this supposed to be code? Isn't exactly subtle, is it? You reply saying that any molehills would be flattened and planning officials, that would be your friend Mr. Goffey, right, are wholly supportive of the march of progress. Progress? Is that what this is? I remember when progress meant the expansion of human endeavours, breakthroughs with vaccinations, discovery of penicillin, man on the moon. Now, what does all this mean, D.S. Kelly?
It means that Mr. Barrington has just implicated one of the world's largest retail corporations and the deputy leader of the city council in a conspiracy to eliminate the landowner, Brian Chaff.
That's what I thought. You saw Babylon Garden Centre in much the same way a wolf might a limping bunny rabbit. When the owner wasn't receptive to your advances, you instigated Plan B. Seek out his weakness. Maria Chaff. Now, how did you find Maria? What do you use for something like that? Private detective? Or did Mr. Chaff mention her? I imagine he was very proud of her.
What was the plan there? Win her trust and then when something unfortunate happened to her father, you'd be conveniently placed as a shoulder to cry on and help her offload the estate?
Did you kill Brian Chaff?
Don't answer that, Anton. I'm advising my client to maintain his silence pending the verification of his alibi.
No comment.
Did you instruct other parties to visit Mr. Chaff this morning?
No comment.
Did you hire or otherwise seek the services of parties who were latterly responsible for the death of Mr. Brian Chaff?
No comment.
Or was that not part of the plan?
No comment.
Did whoever you hire take matters into their own hands and end up killing Mr. Chaff?
No comment.
Are you sure you don't want to go for that last one? Might regret not taking it down the line.
No comment.
Yes.
Apologies for the interruption.
For the benefit of the tape, Sergeant Brooklyn has entered the interview room.
I don't view, sir.
OK, Anton, it's 16:53 and I am terminating the interview. That's all for now. You're free to go. Back to your cell. And relax. We'll let you know when we've made contact with Mrs. Goffey.
He's the prime suspect in the Chaff case.
He's a prominent businessman with powerful allies who can rain down a shitstorm on all of us.
Oh, right, so now we don't arrest people with influence. That the line, is it?
There is no evidence against him. You can't build a case against him on the basis of him being a scumbag. I told you to drop it, so drop it.
Chief McCaffrey, they're going back into the meeting now, sir.
I don't have time for this now. Release him.
Barrington's in cell 5. I've told the front desk to expect one more for breakfast.
Release him.
What?
Orders. Barrington's brief must have got hold of Sir Stephen at the 18th hole.
I've got to call Anya Goffey back. Want to call it a night after this? You might be able to get back in time to read Alice a bedtime story.
No. I want to catch the person who killed Brian Chaff. Pull out the statements from this morning, will you? Where's Tanner?
OK, southbound at 9:08. So this here is your stream of traffic.
Looking for a green Cadillac with the registration Elvis, ELV1S.
Yeah, there is. That was easy.
Not exactly hard to spot. OK, so somewhere ahead of them should be a red Toyota Carina hatchback.
Listen, I can assure you that the details of this conversation will be kept under the strictest confidence. Thank you very much for returning the call. Thank you. Good night. Ugh. Anya Goffey, confirming Barrington was with her this morning. Panicked her husband will find out.
So what do we think? He sent someone else to do it, to scare Mr. Chaff, and it went too far? I can't see CPS going for premeditated. The phone call makes it spur of the moment.
I was emotionally preoccupied going back to that place this morning. Conjured up all these memories of my mum. I wasn't thinking straight.
I won't be too hard on yourself about it, boss.
The delivery driver.
Peter Bellamy worked for Johnson's Agricultural. He was clean, I ran him.
He said something that didn't make sense. And rule number one in our line of work is look for that which is out of the ordinary. You got a number for the company?
Yeah.
Try it.
It might be too late for him now.
He said it seemed like business had picked up a bit for Mr. Chaff. I only ever used to drop here once in a blue moon, but recently he'd been reordering regularly. Business hadn't picked up, it was worse than ever. So why did he think that? Because Brian Chaff was placing orders. For what?
Johnson's.
Mr. Johnson? This is D.S. Kelly. We spoke earlier regarding your delivery to Babylon Garden Centre this morning. Yes. Would it be possible to go over the most recent orders placed by Mr. Chaff with you? Perfect. Thank you. One pallet AgriPro. It's all for the same thing. Something called Johnson's AgriPro.
It'll be their brand name for it.
For what?
Fertiliser.
What time do they keep you in here till?
Red Toyota Carina. Here.
That's it. I can't make out the registration. That big B&Q lorry's blocking the view.
No, I'm not going to be able to make the reg from this. Cars are too close together.
What's that on the side? It's some sort of logo. Wait, I know that. It's Pizza Chef.
So what, we're looking for a farmer?
A farmer wouldn't buy from Brian Chaff. He'd get a better deal from wholesalers. Babylon had no bulk buying power. They'd be paying top whack and their prices would be higher than the mega store down the road.
So why would anyone buy from them?
Anonymity. It's out of the way, forgotten. When someone tries to buy a large quantity of fertiliser at a modern computer hooked up store, the red flags go up. Why?
Because it's a controlled substance.
Why?
Because people can manufacture explosives from it.
Anyone trying to procure ammonium nitrate over a certain quantity and retailers are legally obliged to report them. But a ramshackle operation like Babylon Garden Centre, it's probably never occurred to him. Mike.
Nicholas Draven. Delta, Romeo, Alpha, Victor, Echo, November.
There are three possible pizza chefs within 10 miles of Babylon Garden Centre. Two of them have drivers with red Toyota Carinas. One of them was called in sick tonight.
That's him.
Previous for assault and deception. Yeko, 174A Belmont Road, Levensier. Thank you.
This is 164. 166.
No lights on.
Blackout curtains.
Here, cover the front. I'll take a look down the back alley. Use the radio. There's someone there. This is the police. If there is someone there, reveal yourself. Suspect just fled. I'm pursuing easterly down the alleyway. Bring the car. He's cutting across Hawthorne Avenue, into the Ginnel. Cut him off at the other end. Nicholas Draven, I'm arresting you for the murder of Brian Chaff. And on suspicion of possessing materials with the intent to manufacture explosives. You do not have to say anything. Search him. He's got a blade.
Get up! You're bleeding.
Boss!
He cut me.
It's just a flesh wound.
It's a lot of blood there.
Tanner, get him into the car.
We need to contain the scene. Just call paramedics.
No, we're not waiting. Tanner will get us away any faster than they can get here. You, Draven, in there. Get onto the floor. You all right down there, Nicholas? Not too squashed? Here, John. Keep this pressed on. There's a lot of blood here.
Tanner, take the next right.
Straight ahead will get us to the...
Just do it.
This is the wrong way. This just brings us back round again.
I want to check something. Who are your friends, Nicholas? Black BMW that's following us. Take a right here. See if they follow.
They're following. Who are your friends, Nicholas? Who are your friends?
Mike, after this phone box, fishtail it. Block the road and we'll get out and rush them.
Take that tyre iron. Keep it handy for emergencies.
Police, get out of the vehicle and onto the floor! Police, get out of the vehicle and onto the floor! Gun, boss! They've got guns!
Get down on the ground! Down on the ground now!
Oh, police!
Oh, police! Down on the ground! Keep your hands where I can see them!
Do it, Mike! Do what they say!
All right, look, I'm doing it!
Put your arms out to the side! Jimmy, this one's out cold. He's bleeding profusely.
Boss, let me up! It's my DCI, he's been stabbed! Well, police, get him up, he needs medical attention!
They're still in there?
Yep.
Yeah.
What is that?
Coffee.
Ugh, smells like chicken soup.
Yeah, everything does from those machines.
Chief, how is he?
He's lost a lot of blood and he's a big cut to the abdomen, but the blade missed any organs. He's alive.
For the time being.
Boss, how are you feeling?
Hungover.
Give you any good pain meds?
What did McCaffrey have to say?
He'd known about Draven since this morning.
What?
Anti-terror have been watching Draven for 18 months. He'd been posting various threats against multinational corporations. They'd recently monitored him coming and going to Babylon Garden Center.
They could have told us.
They told McCaffrey. He wasn't permitted to share it. That's why he told us to de-escalate the case earlier. Proper bomb factory at his address, apparently. Enough to take the entire street out. They also recovered the hard drive recorder.
The security footage from inside the garden centre.
It's all on there. Brian Chaff became suspicious when they were talking about what Draven claimed to be using the fertiliser for. We'll have to wait for the transcripts, but it was something about harvesting, which means nothing to me. But to Brian Chaff, it sent alarm bells ringing that this guy wasn't growing what he claimed to be. And when the conversation got prickly, he picked up the phone and threatened to call us.
And Draven killed him.
And Draven strangled him.
You all right, boss?
Yeah, I'm just hungry.
You want to get something?
I'd suggest Pizza Chef, but I gather the delivery team's short-staffed tonight.
I'd rather starve. Come on, we can make last orders if we hustle.